Amen. Everybody can gather in, find a seat. Amen. You could be seated if you're standing. Amen. I thought a lot about this day. And thought a lot about what I would say, and I went through some Bible stories and some character and some people in the Bible that this journey has kind of identified with, and I was putting all this stuff together, but I'm just going to talk to you tonight, if that's all right. I'm not going to do a whole lot of preaching, maybe just kind of talking. I'm going to talk a lot about the journey. Amen. And I'm going to, obviously, we'll talk about Blue Island. But this was what I was telling Pastor Eric just before service or during prayer, that this was one of the hardest nights for me to prepare for. Amen. You know, it's like one of those things, you want it to be such this way and this way, but I'm just going to be me tonight, and the Lord's going to do what he's going to do. Amen. And so, as you know, we're going to start a church in Blue Island. Amen. Praise God for that. Hallelujah. Now, if you're not familiar, Blue Island is just northwest of here, about 10, 15 minutes. It's not too far away. It's not a very big city. The city is only 4.1 square miles, so it's not very large. The population is about 22,000 people. That's 22,000 souls. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of hurting people. That's broken marriages. That's drug-addicted people. Amen. That's just people just with regular hurts, too. Amen. So just, if you could throw up that picture. I forget which one I want to show you first. I got some pictures of the city I'll show you first. The first one will be the... That's just a park in the city. Show that one with the sign, if you would. I was walking through Blue Island today, and as I do often, or drive around, and I was just taking some pictures today. Thought I'd share some stuff. You could leave that one up there. DeMar's Restaurant. Pastor Tim's been there. It's not the best food in the world, right? It's not the best food in the world, but there was a one night I was sleeping. This was years ago, and God, I don't get a whole lot of dreams and visions. Some people get a lot of those, and God bless you, but I'm not that guy. I don't get a lot of those dreams when I'm sleeping. But God gave me a vision of this restaurant, and for whatever reason, I've been eating there ever since. I'm waiting to meet the person I'm supposed to meet over there. Amen. But that's DeMar's Restaurant. The next picture should be the Lyric House. Show that one. The Lyric Theater. This is an old theater in Blue Island, real old theater they used to show movies at. It was run down for a long time. There it is. And maybe about a year ago. No, it couldn't have been a year ago. Maybe in February. Around February, we were eating there and at DeMar's, and it's right across the street from this Lyric Theater. And we walked over, Pastor Tim and I, and we saw some construction going on, and we opened the door. And we walked in. I said, "What are you guys doing in here?" And they said, "Well, we're rehabbing it, remodeling it." And we're like, "For who?" They said, "We don't know. They might not be able to pay the bills or this and that." And I told them, I said, "Do me a favor. Do your best work in this place." I said, "Everything you do, every wall you put up, everything you do, do it to the best of your ability. Because someday, it's going to say the Pentecostal Church Blue Island on it." Amen. Listen, you got a building like that, they already got the stadium seating. They already got the platform. They call it a stage, but we'll call it a platform because we're not performing. They already got the sound system. Amen. We can have revival in that theater. Praise God. Amen. So as you pray for Blue Island, remember that little Lyric Theater. Amen. Amen. The history is very, very, the history of that city is goes way back to like the 1850s. I mean, this city's been around forever. The one slide I was looking for, we didn't get, but that's fine, is Dixie Highway. You guys might be familiar with that street. It runs through Blue Island. And that street actually connects Chicago all the way to Miami, or it used to. Amen. So Blue Island is like an epicenter for commercial activity, which if you've ever driven through Blue Island, you'll know this because you got caught by a train. Not this one train, two trains. And the first train went all the way forward just to go back. So thank God I'm learning all my ways around it. Amen. I'm able to work my way through it. But it's a great city. It's a beautiful city. Not too many people, I would think, view it the way I do. I remember we told somebody we're going to plant a church in Blue Island. They said, why? Why would you go to that city? I said, because I love that city. I love the people of that city. Amen. God's called me to that city. Amen. And so we're so excited to launch this this campus. We're very excited. I'm trying to work through this tonight. I'm trying to keep my emotions in check. Amen. Amen. You see, the journey to get to this place today didn't begin yesterday. I didn't just wake up one day and say, Pastor, let's start a church in Blue Island. He said, let's do it tomorrow. It didn't start last month. It didn't start 6 months ago. It didn't even start last year. It's been a process that I've had to go through. My family's had to go through. And we've had to experience some things. And it's been a journey. But I remember shortly after receiving the call of God to go to Blue Island and plant a church, I was over here praying. I don't know if you guys remember, Brother Sanders was here. He was here for a leadership seminar, and he ended up staying for about a week. It was a good time. We had great services, revival services, and God was doing some excellent things in our services. People were in touch individually and corporately. The church was being blessed. And I remember one day I was just right here, and I was just on my knees, just responding, praying, all, you know, in the altar, just worshiping God. And Brother Sanders came over to me, and he said something to me that's been a key to where I'm still at. Amen. You see, Brother Sanders, if you told him my name today, he probably wouldn't even remember me. But what he did in my life will never be forgotten. And there's a word that he spoke over me, and this is what he said. He said, there will be mountains, and there will be valleys, and there will be times in the wilderness, but do not fear. I have prepared a table for you, and the table is set. Amen. And that reminded me of Psalms 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Here it is. You preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. I'm telling you right now, when we go into Blue Island, he's already prepared the table. He's already set the table. Oh, hallelujah. If he's in it, there's nothing that can't be done. Oh, hallelujah. It's not about my flesh. It's not about my talent. It's not about nothing. But it's about the Holy Spirit of God that's in that city. He's already prepared the table. He's already laid waste to the enemies. He's already anointed the head. And the cup is going to run over. Oh, hallelujah. Woo, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. See, it's that word that has kept me through this. The journey, I'm telling you right now, it's not an easy journey to walk. To wake up one day and feel the call of God on your life and have to make these conversations. And there's been plenty of times throughout the whole thing where we just felt like giving up. I felt like there was times in this period of time where I felt like I couldn't hear God, couldn't feel God, couldn't smell God, couldn't taste God, couldn't do nothing with God. And I'm thinking, how am I going to plant a church? I can't even feel God. I can't do this, and I can't do that. And I started feeling like Saul, and I'm hiding. I feel like I'm running away from God, and I'm doing all these things that I shouldn't be doing. Not sin and all that. And I don't want you to get confused. But spiritually, I'm not doing the things I should be doing, and I'm not. I wasn't seeing the advancement that I expected. You see, my mind is I go like this. You can ask people around me, I bounce all over the place, and I talk a lot, and I got ideas, and I'm always thinking about this and thinking about that. When I'm thinking about this and nothing seems to be happening, I started getting frustrated, and then that word came back. There will be mountains. There will be valleys. You will be in the wilderness, but there is a table set. Amen. Amen. When I got weary, there was a table set. When I got frustrated, there was a table set. When I got tired, there was a table that was set. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God that He has set the table, that I don't have to do it. He set the table.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So it's that word that kept me through some stuff. And I thank God for a pastor, and I'll get to a little bit of that later, but I thank God for a pastor who knows how to challenge you at the right time and knows how to say the right thing at the right time. Amen. Even today, as I'm just going to be a little bit more transparent than I plan to be, I guess. But even today, I'm praying over here, and I'm struggling. You know, it's like, man, me? There's still these thoughts that come against you, the lies that come against your mind. I was praying against the lies. And the pastor prayed, and he spoke directly to the lies. Amen. He spoke directly to the lies. I don't believe the lies, but I still hear them. I still hear them. They don't stop. They don't stop. I don't believe them, but I'm just thankful for a pastor who will challenge you or say the right thing or pray for you in the right moment. Amen. Amen. So, but Brother Sanders and that was great. But before I could ever get to that point, I'm just going to talk about the call of God now. Before I could ever get to that point where Brother Sanders could say that word to me, I was here on a Thursday night. Pastor, you were not here. Brother De La Cruz was preaching. I love Brother De La Cruz. There's something about when Brother De La Cruz preaches that God talks to me. Just something happens. I don't know why. But he was preaching that night, and I don't know what he said. I don't remember his scriptures. I don't remember his title. I don't remember anything. But I do remember the altar call. And I was over here praying at the base of the stairs, and I'm just worshiping God. And for years, I had been telling God that Blue Island needs a church. I don't know why. I just always like, you know what? Blue Island needs a church. I'm like, my old pastor was from Blue Island. I'm like, why doesn't Blue Island have a church? That city needs a church. That's a great city. They need a church there. And I was over there praying, not thinking about Blue Island, and the Lord said, hey, you know that church you're always talking about? Yeah. He says, I agree with you. We do need a church in Blue Island. I got all excited. Oh, praise God. Somebody's going to go pastor a church in Blue Island. Somebody's coming to Blue Island. Cool. And then he says, as you. I was like, what? Hold on a second. I started looking around for the other you. Where's the you at? Amen. But he was talking to me. He was talking to me. But I started thinking, like, even in that moment, man, there's so many people in this room that are more qualified than me. There's so many people in this world that are way more qualified than me, way more equipped than me. Why me? Are you sure it's me? And I started struggling with all these things. And that was somewhere in June. It wasn't until November that I finally got the courage to talk to. I think it was November. I got the courage to talk to Pastor Anthony. It was a struggle the whole way through. I was just struggling with it because I'm thinking to myself, there's no way it's me. Thank God I was in the middle of volunteering at the Homewood Flossmoor campus. Thank you, the Kaisers, for allowing me to be a part of your campus for 1 year. Amen. I'll tell you what, you blessed me way more than I could have ever done for you guys. I didn't do much for you, but you still blessed me way more than that. Amen. Amen. Being a part of that campus was very fitting at that time. And the reason why I say that, because if you've ever been a part of a church plant campus and you see some of the stuff that goes into it, and then you get called from God to do it, and then you still do it, you know you probably should be doing it. I know that was a little run-on, but it's tough planting a church. It's tough loading up sound system and drums and keyboards and TVs or monitors and TV stands and all these things. And then it's 6 inches of snow outside. And you got to drive over there and you're doing all this stuff just to bring it all back and put it away. You know, it's tough work. It's not the easiest thing to do. It's frustrating. And sometimes you're just so exhausted and you're like, and I'm in the middle of it. I'm thinking, God, you want me to do this? You want me to do this? And then one night, Pastor Anthony came there to preach. I don't know where the Kaisers were. It's always someone with a guest speaker with me. You know, I don't know what it is. There's a guest speaker coming, and they impact me. But obviously, Pastor Anthony's always been an impactful voice in my life. But he came, and he preached a message, and Pastor was going after it, man. He was tearing the place up. People were hooting and hollering and jumping up and down, and I don't know a thing he said. I don't remember anything. But I'm sure it was a good message because he was Pastor Anthony. Amen. Again, I don't remember his title. I don't remember anything, but this is what I do remember. In the morning, he preached. One of his verses he used was Galatians 3:3. And it says, "Are ye so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh?" And it was in the altar call that night at home with Flossmore, and Pastor is preaching, and that verse came to my mind, and the Lord was telling me, basically, you're a fool. I've called you to this. I've called you to this in the Spirit. I didn't call your flesh to this. I didn't call you because you're so gifted and so wonderful and so amazing. I called you because I'm so wonderful and I'm so amazing. Oh, hallelujah. And if I could just begin to walk in the Spirit and allow the Spirit of God to dictate my decisions and allow the Spirit of God to dictate my movements and allow the Spirit of God to dictate my thoughts, then it wouldn't matter what about my flesh, and it wouldn't matter about my shortcomings, and it wouldn't matter about all those things, because where I am weak, He is made strong. And if I could just trust in the Lord and just walk in the Spirit, then there's nothing we won't be able to do. There's nothing that will be unstoppable. Oh, hallelujah. But we're going to take that city by force. Woo! And it was in that moment when I began to get out of my flesh. Actually, I wish I could say it was that moment, but I started to get out of my flesh. Yeah, praise God. But over the next 5 years now, 2017 to now, a lot of things happened. There was ups and there was downs, and there was moments in the Holy Ghost, and there was moments in an altar, and there was moments in prayer where God just touched me, and He strengthened me, and He gave me exactly what I needed at the right time. Amen. Amen. I'm sorry, I'm all off my notes. I'm trying to figure out where I was at. Amen. And so I knew in my flesh I couldn't do it, and I was right. In my flesh, I'm not going to get this done. My family, we are not going to get this done in our flesh. Amen. Amen. It's just not possible with man. Mark 10:27, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. Oh, hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And these are the verses that I began to rely on and began to grow with, and I began to just focus on. Amen. Because I realized it ain't about me. It's never been about me. And I'll tell you what, if the church grows to 7,000 people, I just stopped at 1,000. It ain't because of me. It ain't because of me. It's because of the Spirit of God. And man, I'm telling you, over the last 5 years, Rome wasn't built in a day. Amen. Amen. And so we, in our personal lives, we started to see some growth. In our personal lives, we started to see some great things happening and financial blessings. And we saw the miraculous power of God in our life and healings in our life. But we've also saw the other side. We saw doubt and we saw fear and we saw these things that came against us. And I remember praying one time over here. Sorry, a lot of this is going to be revolving around prayers. But if you don't pray, then you might want to start listening. I'm over here praying, and I was hunched over like this. I was praying. I was just feeling the Holy Ghost. I was hunched over, and I was just holding my heart. And I kind of do that a lot when I pray to the Lord. I just kind of, both hands around my heart, and I was like, I'm feeling like I'm just holding Him, you know. It's just me thing. So I'm over here praying, and Brother Rima, I don't know if you remember this, but Brother Rima came over here, and he grabbed my head, and all he said was, change your posture. And he lifted my head up. He said, change your posture. So physically, I changed my posture, but spiritually, he was saying to me way more than just change my posture. You see, up until that point, I was still dealing with those feelings of inadequacy, and I was still feeling with those, I was still dealing with those thoughts of I can't do it, and my flesh was keep just coming against me, and you know, you'll never be successful. You don't have this. You can't do this, and you're not good at this. All the things that, you know, the enemy wants to tell me, and what happened was I started seeing myself as a grasshopper. I was seeing myself as a grasshopper in this world, and I was seeing myself as this insignificant little thing that had no power, had no authority, and couldn't do a thing. And I know that God used me in many different ways throughout that time, but this is a little bit different. I'm in my mind, I'm thinking. And so I was dealing with all those things, and he said, change your posture. And from that moment on, Brother Rima, I've changed my posture. I have changed my posture. Amen. I am a giant. Amen. I am a giant among men. Amen. I am a giant in that city of Blue Island. Oh, hallelujah. That city of Blue Island, the enemy in that city, it doesn't stand a chance when we show up. We're already there. We're already there. We're already seeing things happening. God is already providing. He's already opening doors. He's connecting us to the right people because God's in it. And as long as God's in it, we're going to be just fine. Because as long as God is running it, we're going to be just fine. Oh, hallelujah. I don't have to fear. I don't have to fear because it's not me that's on trial. It's not my church. It's his church. Oh, hallelujah. My validation doesn't come from how many people show up. My validation doesn't come from what happens in the service. My validation comes from doing what God called me to do. And God called me to plant a church in Blue Island, and I'm going to do it, hallelujah, on September 18th in the name of Jesus. And that whole process there was, Pastor, you remember? He was probably standing here one day. I came up to him. I go, Pastor, I know what's going on. He's like, yeah, what's that? I said, Satan tried to sift me. Remember? I said, Satan tried to sift me. Luke chapter, I don't know. You got the verse? And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that your faith fail not. And when you are converted, I love that. He doesn't say if. He doesn't say if. He says when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it was because of that understanding. When I got that, man, I got that revelation. I'm like, man, I just been letting this idiot beat me up for no reason. He's been just beating me up, tearing me down, and I've been letting him. I was letting him. But praise God. I saw the attacks of the enemy. I talked to my pastor. Amen. And so instead of Satan ending up with me, all he got was the chaff. If you're not familiar with that, that's the waste. It's not nourishable. You can't eat it. They give it to the livestock. They toss it up in the air, and the wheat comes down, and the chaff goes away. It blows away. Amen. So in the process of sifting me, he actually did me a favor, because he started getting rid of some of the waste that was in my life. He allowed me to see the Lord and allowed the Lord to just start removing some things in my life. He thought he... He thought what he meant for evil, the Lord turned around for good. Hallelujah. What he meant to tear me down, the Lord used to build me up. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. And then, I love it. When you are, what does it say? When? When you are converted, right? No. When you are converted, strengthen thy brethren. Amen. That's what we're going to do. We're going to strengthen the brethren in Blue Island. We're going to strengthen that city. We're going to take that city by force. Like I said, there was times I saw myself as a grasshopper. I saw myself as all these things. But now I see myself as a king and a priest. I see myself as an authority in that city. Come on, we're the violent, take it by force. We're going in there, and we ain't looking back. We are going to just take that city. We're going to flip it upside down. We're going to change this, or we're going to change that, and they're not going to know what hit them. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're going to Blue Island with purpose and power. 5 years ago, probably not. 2 years ago, probably not. Last year, we might have been able to limp in. But now, we've changed our posture. Satan's been defeated. Amen. We've endured his tempting. We're going to take that city for the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. I'm so excited. I'm going to show you some pictures now. Amen. We're going to talk about the city. We're going to talk about this church building a little bit. Amen. Okay, you can put up the picture of the church, the outside. No, that's not the church. I thought I was going to cry a lot more tonight. I got it all out ahead of time, I guess. I'm telling you. I'm not the most emotional guy in the world, you know, but this week I have, or this month, I have been, man. It was so funny. I'm just going to talk a little bit. On Sunday when we announced, Sister Candy told me afterwards, she goes, "You know it was a big deal for you, Brother Ron." I said, "Why is that?" And she said, "Well, you didn't move. You weren't shifting. You weren't moving. You weren't talking. You were just praying." Only time she ever saw me be speechless. Amen. Here's our church. Amen. That's a little nursery. That sanctuary, that seats 150 people comfortably. This is, they call this their fireside room. We're going to have Bible studies in there on Wednesday nights. I don't know if I sent you the one. Did I send you the one of the ceiling in the gym? All right, this is the gym or the fellowship hall. You can't see them right now. Is there another view of that? I thought I took a picture. Just flip to that one. Oh, you can't see them. Right where you can't see. I swear they're there. There's two speakers. Oh, two white speakers. And we were walking around the other day taking these pictures, and we're talking to the board lady, and we're just, the lady, she's real nice. Her name is Nancy, one of the sweetest ladies you'll ever meet. And so she's taking us around. We spent like 2 hours in there on the other day. And so we're walking around, and we're just looking at this, and we're talking about this. And I just kept looking at those speakers. And I said, "Nancy, what do those speakers do?" I'm thinking, we'll see. And so she's like, "Well, those speakers, they're connected to the speakers in the sanctuary." So I'm thinking, we could fit 300 people in this church. Hey, that'll get us, and that'll be just enough room before we go right across the parking lot to the Lyric Theater. You see, you could tell me that it ain't going to happen because the enemy's been telling me for the last 5 years it ain't going to happen. And I ain't listening to his lies, and if you don't want to believe with me, I'll find somebody else who will. But we're going to pack this place out. We're going to pack out the Overflow. We're going to pack out the Lyric Theater. We're going to pack out every church in that city. You see, my mind's made up. I know there's going to be times in the valley, and there's going to be times of frustration, but guess what? That table is still set. That table is not being messed up. That table is not being knocked over. That table is remaining set in the presence of my enemies. Amen. 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 Praise God. I don't know if she doesn't know me well enough, but she gave me access to that bell. Amen. But this city is ready. It's ready. We've been praying for this city for years. Like I said earlier, I was praying for Blue Island before I was ever called to Blue Island. I had a burden for this city. I had no reason why. No reason to have a burden for that city. I was just like, man, that place needs a church. There's some broken people here. There's hurting people here. Amen. But for those that were here last night, I meant to do this in the beginning. I'm sorry. My mind is all over the place. But I want to say thank you for everybody that came out last night to pray. Everybody, and the ones that wanted to be here but just couldn't make it, thank you too. Thank you for the prayers today. Thank you for the support that was felt today. Thank you for praying for my children and my wife and me. Because even though I'm standing here and I'm telling you that the Lord is in it, and I believe the Lord is in it, and he's got it under control, I'm still going to need some help. I'm still going to need some brothers to grab me up by the arms and say, it's going to be all right, Brother Ron. You're going to be just fine. God's got you. God's with you. I'm going to need that support, and I can feel the prayers of the church already. I can feel the church's prayers, and we're going to need more of that. Amen. And so we're going to pray tonight in a little bit, and I want you to think about that. We're going to September 11th, we're asking for some people to commit to help us with some stuff. But prayer is number one. Prayer is number one. If I get nothing else but a church body that's praying for me, I'm going to be just fine. If I get nothing else but a bunch of people that will agree with me and pray with me and fast with me, I'm going to be just fine. My family is going to be just fine. Because as you've noticed throughout the message tonight, or the whatever this you want to call this, as you notice, it was prayer that brought us to this place. And it's only prayer that's going to get us through. It's only prayer that's going to get us through. So we're going to pray tonight. We're going to ask for that. We're going to ask for people to seriously allow the Lord to talk to you and consider committing to pray for us for a year. If nothing else, we can do that. Fast with us. Amen. You know, we do every month 3 days here. Well, we can find some other times to fast throughout the month. We could find another opportunity to say, you know what, I'm going to mark the 18th of every month for Blue Island. I'm going to fast. That don't take much. And if for us, it don't take much. But you know what it does spiritually? Oh, man, it does way more than that. It flips that city. It pushes back the darkness that would try to impede into our minds. It pushes back the darkness that would try to affect this church from doing what it's called to do. But a praying and a fasting church, partnering with us in praying and fasting, will change that city. Amen. The second thing we're going to ask for is volunteers. Again, if you weren't here last night, this is what I said last night, I'll say it again. I am not asking you to do anything that God is not asking you to do. We're going to pray tonight. We're going to ask for a team member for 12 months. And I want you to continue to pray until the 11th. If God does not tell you to come help me, don't come help me. You can show up every once in a while. You know, we'll work that out. But don't commit for a year and then come and get frustrated. I don't want the Blue Island campus to be the source of your frustration, because we're doing something that God didn't ask us to do because we want to be nice. Listen, this is a spiritual war. We don't need nice. I need soldiers. I need people that are going to be in them altars praying with people. I need people that are willing to back up the preacher when you're tired. When you're sitting there and you're just ready to fall asleep because it's your second service of the day. Second service. I can only speak to this because I was with them. And the Schmitz and the Lopez's, they have their stories too, and they're phenomenal stories. But, you know, back when the Kaisers launched, we still had two services here. Actually, I call it three, because you know prayer here is a service. Yeah. Prayer is a service in this place. Prayer. And then, matter of fact, back then, we prayed earlier, remember? And then we would go in here and pray. And then we'd come out here and pray. And then we had Sunday school where we preaching and we pray. And then we had the celebration service, preaching, pray. And then you go to Homewood Flossmoor and you pray. So you see what I'm getting at? Pray. But by the time you get to that third service, fourth service, whatever, you were tired. And you carried all the equipment in, set it all up. You're dog tired. I used to work. You guys know I work on an ambulance, 24-hour shifts. Back then, I was on one of the busiest ambulances in the city. I never slept. I used to come in 24 hours on the ambulance, coming in on Sunday, three services here, one at home with Flossmoor, come back and set it back up. By the time I got home, I was just dead. But still, I want to do this. But still, I want to do this. Amen. So, it's tiring, is my point. You're going to be exhausted. You have to know that when you commit. You have to expect that. You have to expect to be those days. Man, I listened to the Reach class, and Pastor was talking about there's days when you just don't want to do something, but you just got to do it. And if you commit for 12 months, there's going to be days that you don't want to come, but you got to come. And that's going to be hard to do if God didn't ask you to do it. That's going to be very hard to do if you're doing it because you're trying to make me feel good about myself. I don't need that. I got the Spirit of the Lord. We're asking for a one-time love offering. God's my provider. He's already blessed us in mighty ways financially with this. I mean, there's some things that I was stressing out so hard about, and then just lo and behold, a blessing comes. But again, I want you to pray. Whatever the Lord puts on your heart, just be obedient to it. If it's a buck, give a buck. If it's $10,000, I'll take that too. Amen. So let's stand. Let's stand. I know it was a little bit different tonight, but man, I hope I was able to explain a little bit about it. There's so much more to say. There were so many more things that I encountered. There's so many things that we went through, and there's so many things that we're expecting God to do. But it starts here tonight with prayer. It starts here tonight with prayer. So I'm gonna ask you to come up to the front if you would. Come up praying. Come on, you don't have to wait till you get up here to pray. Just start praying.